Yes.
Mr. President,
yes,
the Army Journal broke our youth rehabilitation program today, so I had to put out a story on it this afternoon. I just wanted you to know why we did it. I called Sarge Shriver, couldn't get him, but I got Adam Yarmolinsky and read the story to him over the phone. It was agreeable to them. We said, in effect, that as they knew we were making a draft study at your direction, and as part of that, we were seeking to determine whether we could lower, I shouldn't say lower the standards, but accept men not previously qualified for military service, put them through a program of education and physical rehabilitation, and raise them to the levels in which they could be useful soldiers.
Well, does it do any good or any harm to you?
Oh, I think it's good for us, but I wanted to hold it, as you know, as I told you, until we got all the poverty appropriations through. Now, we got the authorizing bill through, but I guess the appropriation still is yet to come. I don't think this will hurt it in any way, but I would have preferred to hold it a little longer. I've been sitting on it for 2 months as it is, but we've been working.
I'm very interested in it. Send me over the photostat of the journal and your reply or what you said.
I will indeed.
All right. What else has happened? What's in Vietnam today?
Oh, nothing, I think. It's a reasonably light day out there.
In Cyprus?
Same there.
I see Max campaigning out there, isn't he?
Yes, I saw that.
You're not going to get over in your short sleeves, are you?
No. I'll see you get both.
What about the Congo?
And that's reasonably quiet. The Belgians fell down in their airlift, so we're supplying some more airlift. They had only four C-64s. They had only four C-4s, and it would have taken 3 or 4 weeks to move their equipment, so we're supplying more airlift for them.
Are we going to be able to recall or take any of these boys that we may have rejected and resurvey them anytime soon?
I put in the story that we'd start November 1st. Actually, we can only accept applications and we can't get the camp set up and the training program underway until January. We propose to take 20,000 the first year.
Had you announced that?
No. Well, it's in the release. If it's already in that, no, we hadn't announced it at all. It's in this Army Journal story, and we had to confirm it.
All right, Bob.
The damn sip.
My wife says I'm going to get you some enemies if I don't quit bragging on you so much. But I'll tell you, I'm going to award you the first cabinet medal when you tell me how to keep these damn periodicals from announcing our program before we know what it is ourselves.
Right, I know. It just makes me so damn mad. I sat on this one for 2 months, though, and we've been working all this time. That's the only excuse I can give you after you pushed it. We at least got to work on it.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay.